Okay, so we're gonna be starting a new series, but before I tell you what the series is about, we are going to be spending 4 weeks where I'm trying to build an argument for you. I wanna help to build a framework for your thinking because of how important this spiritual principle actually is. Now, I don't know about you, but I learn with stories and I learn with principles. And when anytime I hear a story, I'm always looking for the principle. I guess I got this from baseball, trying to discern the fundamentals. And as I was contemplating our topic, I was reminded of a story that I heard probably before Christy and I were married. And it was actually, I was in a room and I heard my mother-in-law talking to certain people. And here's what she said. Maybe this has happened to you. She said she was in her house one day, no kids. Pastor Simba was gone. It was just her. And while she was walking around our house, going into the kitchen, into the bedroom, doing all of the different things that people do in their home, she said she was just bombarded with like darkness and negativity and discouragement and defeat. And the more time went on, the darker and darker it got. And she felt ugly. She felt dirty. It was just like a terrible. And she, for no apparent reason, it was just dark and dirty. And then at a certain point in time, something kicked into her spirit. And at a certain point in time, she went, "That's enough. In the name of Jesus, get out of my house." And she said, it just lifted. And all of a sudden, the atmosphere, the presence, everybody say the presence. The presence changed. What did she do? What was that? What she did was she rebuked the devil. She, in the spirit realm, she addressed the unholy spirit. How many know there's a Holy Spirit and then there's an unholy spirit? And you and I as Christians need to understand that there is an unholy spirit that we have to learn. We have to learn how to deal with him. And in other words, every Christian here has to learn how to do what Carol did. Every Christian has to learn how to rebuke the devil. Everybody say rebuke the devil. So that's the title of the series. We're gonna spend 4 weeks breaking down how to rebuke the devil. And this is a very, very important series, and I can't say everything at once. And so let me make the whole argument, because sometimes if some people are Bible people say, well, what about this? What about that? Give me 4 weeks. Okay? And hopefully we will cover all of those things, but you need to pay attention. Okay? You need to pay attention. And today is an introductory sermon, so there's a lot of kind of important introductory information. And let me explain something to you about how we are made. We are three parts, right? In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, listen to what it says. May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you. Everybody say, that's me. God wants to sanctify you, okay? Now, to sanctify you is to make you more godly. Now, may the God of peace, God is a God of peace, and he wants you to be in peace. Somebody say amen. And part of the way he makes you to come into and live in peace and have a house, a life of peace, a mind of peace, a just overall lifestyle of peace, is that he sanctifies you by making you like him, making you godly. So watch this. May the God of peace sanctify you through and through. Not just one part, but every part. How many want to be sanctified through and through? Could somebody say, yes, Lord, I want to be godly through and through. Unless you don't. Unless you don't. Which is something for us to talk about, right? And you got to ask yourself, why? So watch this. May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. And watch this. May your whole spirit, soul, and body. Say that with me. Ready? Spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord. So we're not living just for today. We're living for the day when we're going to see him face to face. That's why we praise God. Like, how many know today could be the last day? May Jesus come back today. Hallelujah, so be it. I'm ready for him to come. So, but we are three parts. We are spirit, soul, and body. There's an inner man, there's an outer man, and then there's the outermost man. Your body is the outermost man, but you have a spirit. When you die, what goes on to face God is your spirit. And if you're a Christian, you actually get a new body and a new soul. It's perfect. It's called glorification. So we're talking about sanctification, which is the process of God making you more and more like him. Right? But when we see God face to face, if you're a Christian, you are glorified. We receive a glorified body, but your spirit, your inner man, it remains. So we are spirit, spirit man, outer man, and then this is like the way Watchman Nee put it, the outermost man, spirit, soul, and body. And what you and I need to understand, okay, pay very close attention. What you and I need to understand is that a clean spirit, a clear spirit, a strong spirit will move a room, will move your world for the good and for the glory of Jesus Christ. Listen, a dark spirit, a dirty spirit, right? An unloving spirit will move the room. Like, think about we'll pray about this in a moment, but think they tried to assassinate Donald Trump yesterday. Where do all of these acts of violence and darkness come from? They come from the spirit of darkness. It's more than politics. This comes from the prince of the powers of darkness. There is an evil spirit. There is an unholy spirit. That unholy spirit motivates peoples, governments, powers, bosses, principals, police officers. We are here to bring our clean, clear, strong spirits so that we can step into the room and make a difference and bring the light of Jesus. Does anybody want to see the light of Christ? Hallelujah. If you want that kind of spirit, you have to learn how to rebuke the devil. I'm telling you right now, don't sleep on this. Pay attention. Every believer has to learn how to rebuke the devil. And we're going to talk about the different ways that we resist and reject him. We are called to rebuke him. And I want to pray right now. And listen, I also want to pray for Pastor Josh, because Pastor Josh is preaching this message in Philadelphia. We are one church in cities, but we felt like we wanted a live voice in the house there. And so I want us to pray right now. And listen, I want us to pray for ourselves. I want us to pray for our children. You don't think that the devil is trying to get a grip of the inner man of our children, but we resist and rebuke him in the name of Jesus. You have to wake up and understand how adversarial a world we actually live in. So come on, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we lift up our time together. Lord, in the spirit realm, collectively, we lay hands on Pastor Josh. And God, we ask for a fresh anointing upon him right now. He's speaking right now. May the anointing, the clarity, oh God, the word of the Lord flow through your servant. Minister in that place. You know how many demonic powers are ruling and reigning in Philadelphia. But greater is he that is in us. We declare it. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in Philadelphia or in Chicago. We claim the power of Christ among us. And Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters. I pray for their marriages. I pray for their parenting. I pray for their children. I pray for their relationships. I pray for their purpose, the great plan and purpose of God. And in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you release their spirits to be clear and clean and strong? Teach us, Lord, how to contend with our foe, the enemy of our soul. Bless this word now, in the mighty name of Jesus. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise Jesus. Hallelujah. This is a very, very important series, a very, very important topic. And so what does it mean? And by the way, it's going to take me a number of weeks to explain the different facets of rebuking the devil. But for the purposes of today, what does it mean to rebuke the devil? Rebuking the devil means to stand against, to resist, and to dismiss. To dismiss. You are dismissed. Get out in the name of Jesus. Okay? To rebuke Satan is to resist and reject two things: his demonic presence and suggestions. Okay? So you and I have to be spiritually sensitive and astute enough to understand when we are in the presence of his darkness. A lot of people are in the presence of darkness and you can't discern it. Okay? It's my responsibility as your pastor to help you to wake up. You have to discern darkness. You have to be aware of the presence of the enemy. Okay? Well, I grew up in the hood, and it was dangerous. When we walked down the block, we had eyes in our ears. We had eyes in the back of our head because you never knew what could be lurking. And that was the reality of our lives. Well, brothers and sisters, let me tell you, the devil, you'll see it. He prowls around. You have to be aware. And you have to be sensitive, not just to his suggestions, but to his presence. But then on the flip side, you also have to be sensitive to his suggestions. how many times, just yesterday, did you experience a demonic suggestion? Very interesting thing for us to think about. And so we want to learn about rebuking, resisting, rejecting. Everybody say resist and reject. What's the goal? It's for you to learn how to resist and reject the presence of darkness. And at the same time, demonic suggestions. Because that's what he wants to do. He's trying to sow those things into our children. Title of today's message is Rebuke the Devil Part 1. And it's because this is a 4-part series. And we're going to be looking at please don't miss this series. Please come to church. And let's dial in. and let's pray together. How many would say amen? Now, I need to say this before I really unpack this. So look at what C.S. Lewis says, because this could go overboard, and that's not what I'm talking about. In the book, The Screwtape Letters, which I want to highly recommend, you want to read a book along with a series, get Screwtape Letters. Fantastic. This is a spiritual classic about spiritual warfare. It exposes. I don't think that any book has ever been written like this in regards to the enemy of our soul and how he processes. But listen to this. He said, there are two equal and opposite errors into which our race can fall about the devils. One is to disbelieve in their existence. So you might be here, it's like, oh, please, come on, you know. So cool. That's exactly what the devil wants. He wants us to be so comfortable with dark things. He wants to be so comfortable with demonic suggestions, because you know what? If you live in it, if you swim in it, if you sleep in it, it will own you. No matter who you think you are, it will own you. Okay, it's like my mom used to say in Spanish, I'll say it in English, tell me who you hang with and I'll tell you who you are. Right? So one is to disbelieve in their existence. The other is to believe and to feel an excessive and unhealthy interest in them. Some people are obsessed with the devil. Some people give the devil too much credit. Okay? And sometimes, you know, it's not the devil, it's you. Okay? And so the devil made me do it. The devil made, no, the devil didn't make you do it. He actually can't make you do it. You did it because you didn't resist and reject him in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. It says, they themselves are equally pleased by both errors and hail a materialist, somebody who says, oh, there's no such thing as the spirit realm, or a magician with the same light, someone who sees the devil behind every tree. That's not what I'm talking about, okay? That's not the way Paul lived. It's not the way the disciples, it's not the way a godly person lives. We focus more on Jesus than we focus on the devil. Somebody say amen. And I'm going to say this to you. If Jesus is there, the devil has to flee. Because Jesus is the light of the world, and light and darkness cannot coexist. When the light turns on, the darkness goes out. Somebody say amen. If Jesus is inside of you, I'm telling you right now, the devil cannot get inside of you. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Okay, so now what I want to do is show you, again, this is a introductory message, so I want to be more broad instead of narrow, even though we are going to focus on one verse today. We always want to honor one, like really unpack one verse, but I want to show you how all-encompassing this actually is throughout the scriptures. So first of all, in the Bible, Jesus resisted and rejected Satan. You see this in Matthew chapter 4. Okay, we'll cover this more next week, but Jesus was tempted by the devil. When Jesus was baptized, when he was about to start his ministry, what happens? The Satan tempted him, and we'll describe all of that and explain all of that next week. But I want to highlight that even Jesus did, where did my mother-in-law get that from? She got that from the Bible, okay? And so it says, Jesus said to him, away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. One of the things that you have to learn is there's no other way to resist and reject Satan unless you use the name of Jesus and the words of Christ. The name and the word cause him to flee. We resist and reject with the name of Jesus. You don't do it in your name. You don't do it in the name of a church. There's only one name that has all authority in heaven and on earth, and it is the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, be gone. You resist and you reject in the name of Jesus, in the authority of God, and in the authority of his word. He said, for it is written. Okay, it is written. If it's contrary to the word, it is dark and dirty when Satan approaches you. Very, very important for us to understand. So it says, then the devil left him and angels came and attended him. So Jesus, the Son of God, practiced resisting and rejecting the devil. Then in the book of James, look, here's another very, very important verse. In the book of James, James told us to resist and reject. But there's many facets to this, but look at what he says. He says, submit yourselves then to God. So if the devil is attacking you, get under God. Run for cover. You see? Get under God. Submit yourselves then to God. And then watch this. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. There is authority in you as a child of God when you come under God to resist the devil. You can resist the devil and he will flee. Sometimes the devil doesn't flee because we're not resisting him. The devil doesn't flee from your life because you're not disagreeing with him. Some people are agreeing with the devil. He's giving you demonic suggestions and you're running with it. Don't run with it. Stand against it. Say, I resist that thought. I resist those suggestions. I'm coming under Christ. Resist the devil and he will flee. Look at what the Apostle Paul said. Paul told us, put on the full armor of God. Okay, there are all of these graces that are meant to cover you from head to toe. Right? And you can look this up in Ephesians chapter 6. It says, put on the full armor of God so that you can take your everyone stand. When you resist and reject the devil, what you're doing is you're taking a stand in the authority of God with the word of God. You're standing and say, I resist and reject that. Be gone. I dismiss you in the name of Jesus. Very, very important. Okay. And then lastly, we're going to Peter. This was not in order of importance. I'm using this because I want to focus on this verse today to help to summarize our topic. Peter told us, be alert and of sober mind. Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Okay? So he prowls around. And you know what he's looking for? He's looking for those who are gullible. He's looking, there's a spiritual like sleep. There's a spiritual dopiness. I don't know how else to describe it. Where he's right there and you don't see him. You understand? He loves that. So he prowls around and he's looking for whoever is gullible. The devil would rather fight an easy fight, an easy fight, than a hard fight. So when people resist him, he goes someplace else. Doesn't mean he won't come back, but he's prowling around. So it says, be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. And then here it is again. Ready? Let's read this together. Resist him standing firm in the faith. Resist him standing firm in the faith. And so, firm in the faith, where does faith come from? Faith comes from the word of God. If you want to resist the enemy, you got to get full of the Bible. Because it's with the Bible that you contradict his deception. He tries to deceive you, use the Bible. How many we're supposed to contradict the devil? Instead of agree with the devil, we're supposed to contradict the devil. Somebody say amen to that. Because this is very, very true. And so all over the Bible, this concept of resist and reject. All of the leaders taught us, demonstrated it for us. And for the purpose of today, I want to highlight two simple, quick things that are crucial to resisting and rejecting the enemy of your soul. Number one, you have to stay alert. Everyone say, stay alert. He said, be alert and sober-minded. That means stay alert. It doesn't mean be crazy, okay? It doesn't mean leave here and be like, is that the devil right there? Is that the devil? No, no, no. Don't, you know. It's like, I had a friend, there was some, he was like, yo, my mom's like, somebody brought like a baby turtle to one of the kids in the family. That's a devil, the turtle is a devil. Come on, a baby turtle's not a devil, you know. But there's frogs in the Bible, that the frogs are devils. Stop it, okay? So if you go to Louisiana, they eat those frog legs. I mean, I'm not into that myself, but you can eat a frog. They have their own purpose. Chill out. But at the same time, stay alert, okay? You and I need to stay alert. When we go to the mall, we have to stay alert. When we go to work, we have to have our eyes open. We have to have our ears open. We have to understand how important it is to stay alert. You have to stay alert when you have a conversation with your spouse. Okay, when Chrissy and I first got married, we were having this huge argument, and I called Pastor Simba, and he said to me, Al, you know what I hear? I said, what? He said, I hear the devil having a praise celebration in your house. The devil's having a praise service. That's what's going on. You and Chrissy are listening more to the devil than anybody else. And that's the truth. You see, if you listen, I remember in the cartoons, they were like, remember the good voice and the bad voice? It's like, that's kind of true. You know, if you listen when you argue with people and you're in the flesh, a lot of times what you're doing is you're waiting for the, you're not listening to what they're saying. You're not trying to hear their heart. You're not trying to hear their thoughts. What you're doing is this, you're waiting for them to finish so you could get your next zinger in. You know what I'm saying? And all you're doing is taking one demonic suggestion after another. Do you know the Bible says reckless words pierce the heart? And so what the devil wants to do, and we'll get into this in a couple weeks in specifics with our relationship, but what the devil wants to do is he wants to use you to injure someone so badly. He loves division. Whenever you smell division, just know it's the devil. He loves division. He hates unity. The devil hates love. But what we have to do is we have to stay alert. We have to understand what's happening. Like, look, this happened this past week. My grandson James is seven. Is he seven, Chris? It changes every year, so it's a bunch of them. About seven, okay? Más o menos, more or less. Eight? He's eight. Okay, so James is eight. So they went out shopping or whatever, and James came back. And when James came back, he was humming a song. And what song was he humming? I don't know if it was Josh or Susie. And parents, stay alert. I don't know if it was Josh or Susie. But he was humming some worldly song that he heard at the store. You know, can I tell you something? Worldly people make really good music. You know, so he's home and he's humming this song. And one of the parents, I think it was Josh, who said, hey, what song is that? He goes, I don't know. He goes, that was that song in the at the store, right? He's like, yeah. He's like, what was that song about? He's like, I'm not sure, Dad, but there was this, there was this, there was this. And then he started to talk to him about the importance of staying alert. I'll never forget the day I walked into, brand new Christian, right? Brand new baby Christian. And I hope, can I encourage you something? Look, accumulate truth in your life by paying attention. Okay, if you're watching online, things are happening in your life that you can learn from. So stay alert and be a learner. Amen. That's the way you become a stronger follower of Christ. So anyway, I remember walking into the house one day, and there was a 10-year-old child in our family, and she was in the mirror, and she was singing a song, right? One day before becoming a Christian, I wouldn't have thought twice about it, but she was singing this song. She's 10 years old. I wanna sex you up. Anybody, know that oldie, but not goodie? I wanna sex you up. And I'm like, first time, all of a sudden, it's like the light turned on. And I was like, that's a demonic suggestion. Right there. Like, I can't believe that. Like, is she gonna run out and do something like right now? No. But there's something being put into that baby's spirit. You see? Something is being sown into her spirit. Listen to this, brothers and sisters. Stay alert, and here's why. In the same way that when you read the word of God, it's a seed. We talked about this right just recently. The word of God is a seed. It goes into your spirit. It grows into something, right? Well, don't you think that the devil has his own seeds? You got to stay alert. You got to be aware of what is being sown into your spirit. What is happening in your environment? What are you walking into? What are you allowing? Here's the way it ought to be. Before Christ, you were just comfortable everywhere. But after Christ, with Christ inside of you, you walk into places, something in your spirit should go, ick. Anybody here, did that ever happen to you? Like, oh my goodness, I don't know what's, I can't be here. Why? It's because your spirit man is alive. When you have been born again, anybody here thankful to be born again? Hallelujah. That's the old you, not the new you. Live like the new you. You're a child of God. You don't belong to the world. You don't belong to the devil. We used to be slaves to sin, but whom the Son sets free is free indeed. We need to live that freedom. We need to celebrate that freedom, but we got to stay alert. You have to stay alert. You have to pay attention to all of the different things that are going on. If they could send me the keyboard player. You know, there's a brother who's just, man, there's a brother in Philly, there's a great transformation taking place in his life. Like, again, it's interesting, right? We so respect people's privacy here that, you know, like the crazy, crazy stories we'd never tell you because they're too personal. But there's something so magnificent happening in this brother's life, and he just now, like, it's just been happening in the last, I don't know, 5 or 6 months, you know. And he said to Pastor Josh, hey, would you text me every Friday and just say something to the effect of, I can't remember the exact words, something to the effect of, hey, today's the day to be careful. And Josh said, why? He said, because Friday's payday. Everything goes wrong for me when I get paid. He's younger in the Lord. That won't be forever, but you and I both know, right, that there are things that you and I have to be very, very aware of. What does the Holy Spirit, what does he say to you? And how well are you listening, right? And are you, have you developed the discernment to know there's evil in this place? There's evil in this place. There are darkness. There's darkness in those words. Or are you one of those people like, and I this is what I pray for you, you know? Don't you ever become a groupie of anybody. Just be a follower of Christ, okay? Come on, somebody say amen. We don't see ourselves, but the thought of somebody being like an Alan Chrissy groupie, get over it. Like, don't you ever be a groupie, okay? Be nice. Honor those over you in the Lord. Honor your mother and father. Be an honorable person, but don't be a groupie, okay? I've watched this. The next time you see some celebrity talking and they're sitting and, I don't know, Oprah doesn't interview people, whoever interviews people now. And then, you know, this movie star is sitting there talking, and the people are like this. And they're saying the most ridiculous, idiotic, demonic things, but because they, you know, a movie star or something like that, everybody's going, okay, whoa, you know what I'm saying? Are you kidding me? Like, really? Really? That's good? That's smart? According to who? According to what? You know, I remember when Brad Pitt divorced one of the way back ones. And he was being interviewed by Barbara Walters. He goes, oh, divorce. Divorce is one of the most courageous things a person can do. Because you're going on to pursue your thing. All of this absolute selfish nonsense. Okay, now divorce the other one. Look, if you got divorced, I'm not putting you down. Things happen. I understand that, okay? But don't celebrate what's wrong. Don't celebrate what's foolish. Don't listen that way. Politician is talking, some kind of celebrity is talking. Don't sit and go. No, if it's not in the word, you resist and you reject it in the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, somebody. Somebody say, yes, we celebrate. We exalt the word of God. Let God be true and all men liars. Whatever you believe whatever you want to believe. I believe in the word of God. I believe, I trust in the word of God. I want to follow Jesus and his word to the very end. The word of God and the word alone. That's what I follow. I follow Jesus. And look, I can love you and disagree with you, but disagree with you. Okay? And I don't care who says what. Okay? Whoever says whatever they say, just know they're born and they die. But Jesus is King forever. The Bible says heaven and earth will pass away, but whoever does the will of God will live forever. Could we become people of the word in the name of Jesus? Hallelujah. Stay alert. Stay alert. This is such a big deal. Second thing is stay resistant. Stay resistant. You and I have to resist and reject what's happening between you and the devil. You have to resist and reject. Everybody say resist and reject. Okay? You're gonna leave here, right? Demonic suggestions will come your way. you have to resist and reject. You can't help but experience the darkness that's present in this world. When you leave here, you live in the world, okay? You're gonna see it, you're gonna hear it, you're gonna be in it sometimes for a while, right? But no matter what, because you have Christ in you, the hope of glory, you can resist and you can reject in the name of Jesus. It is possible. It works. So again, let's talk about these two things, right? We resist his presence and we resist his suggestions. So sometimes there's a, look, if something's dark, if something's dirty, you resist and reject in the name of Jesus. Like, look, I bet you, if I said this, there are dozens and dozens of men, dozens and dozens of men, that one of the few interactions you had with your father, this happened with me, okay? And I say this with all love. My dad was a great man. He wasn't a believer, right? But dozens of us, you're growing up, you get a certain age, and your dad actually says something dirty to you about women, and he actually tells you to be dirty, okay? And here you're like 12 years old or 10 years old. If you're in the room, how many times was I in the room as a 7-year-old and all of the men talking and they're laughing about dirty things, unholy, ungodly things, even married men, right? All of us, we've been through that. So the thing is how did a lot of us become dirty like that? I'm gonna tell you how. It's because our own fathers were sowing those seeds into us. Okay? Can I talk truth today? It's the way this happens. Okay? But when you, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. How many know we are new? We are new. We are new. Hallelujah. So listen to me. Even if your whole childhood was covered with that, I'm telling you right now, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Get ready, because God's gonna build your muscles. God's gonna build your strength. And when the devil tries to bring his dark presence and his demonic suggestions, you're gonna say, I am clean through and through. I have a clean mind. I have a clean heart. I reject you. I resist you in the name of Jesus. You can resist and reject him. If it's dark, resist and reject. If it's dirty, resist and reject. If it's selfish, resist and reject. If it's hateful, if it's unforgiving, resist and reject. Resist and reject. Some of us were raised up with we were taught strategies in my neighborhood. Forgive me for all the personal references. On how to get revenge. You know? They do this to you, this is the way you do it. Like strategies on getting revenge. But brothers and sisters, where would you and I be if Jesus didn't forgive us? If Jesus didn't shed his blood for me, where would I be? Right? If Jesus didn't shed his blood for you, where would you be? What did Jesus do when they were nailing his hands to the cross? Somebody please listen to me today, okay? Because you have to reject the spirit of vengeance. There's a stronghold of vengeance in someone's life, and I want to call that out. It's a stronghold. Vengeance is a stronghold. You push me, I'll push you back. You do this to me, I'll do this back to you. That's not from your heavenly Father. That's not from the Spirit of your Lord and Savior. The Spirit of your Lord and Savior says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. God is able to put love in your heart, even for your enemies. And who knows? You might win over your enemy. Because you're operating with the love of Christ. Where has the Holy Spirit been telling you to resist and reject? Is it gossip? Is it racism? You know? Is it politics? Like, good gracious. We're shooting people, we're killing people because of politics. It's a dark, that's a dark spirit. That's a demonic suggestion. I want to close with this quote by William Barclay. Listen to this. If anyone takes a resolute stand against the devil will be proved to be a coward. Okay? The devil can wrestle with a Christian, but he cannot throw him. Jesus showed that the devil is not invincible. When he is confronted with the Word of God, he can be put to flight. Okay? When you use the Word of God, the devil will run. Okay? You battle with depression? Fill yourself with Bibles that are anti-depression. You battle with anger? Fill yourselves with verses that are anti-anger. I'm telling you right now, you battle with lust? Fill yourself. David, Psalm 101, right? I will walk about my house with cleanness of heart. I will set my no vile thing before my eyes. The deeds of faithless men, they will not cling to me. That pornography will not cling to me. It's a faithless man did that. That's not art. That's dirt. And I resist and I reject it in the name of Jesus. When you start to use the Word of God like the sword of the Spirit, you become strong and powerful. Listen, it says, Jesus showed that the devil is not invincible when he's confronted with the Word of God. He can be put to flight. Christians have the humility that knows that they must fight their battles with the tempter, not in their own power, but in the power of God. Can we praise God for the power of God that's available? Hallelujah. What can I say today? We have to be aware. We have to stay alert. Every Christian, Al Toledo, Chrissy Toledo, Tim Arthur, the godliest person that you might know, people a million times godlier than us, they have to stay alert. You understand? No matter who it is, our children, they have to stay alert. Teach your children to stay alert. Not to be weird, but to stay alert. We're godly. We discern the spirit realm. We discern demonic suggestion. I bet, and I'll close with this, I bet if you're alert when you're watching TV or listening to the news or having conversations, I bet it's gonna change the way you live. You have to stay alert, and the minute it comes, you have to be able to say, no. In Jesus' name.